ISIL's Ikhwanis terrorists and other extremist groups continue to wreak havoc in Syria, but the Syrian army, along with Kurdish forces and fighters from Lebanon's Hezbollah movement, continued to battle the foreign-backed terrorists. Our correspondent Ali Riz gives us more details about the latest gains for the Syrian forces and the Lebanese resistance.
Beginning with Syria, over there we have the Kurds making major advances in the area of Tal al-Abyad. Indeed, the Kurdish forces have seized this area, which lies on the border between Turkey and Syria, as you can see, taking over, which is a vital logistical border crossing between both countries. So indeed, this is considered to be a very severe blow dealt to the Takfiri militants, the Kurds making these very important advances. As we said, Tal al-Abyad was a very important logistical supply line, cross-border supply line for both fighters and weapons. So this could be an important phase. We go on to explain as well how Tal al-Abyad, if you look at the location, Tal al-Abyad very close to Ar-Raqqa. Ar-Raqqa, which is the main base for the Takfiri militants, for ISIL specifically. So by taking Tal al-Abyad, we have a very important supply line from Turkey to the militants, which has now been cut off and will force the Takfiri militants to search for alternative supply routes. We head now to another area, this time in the south of Syria, As-Suwayda, where we have the Syrian army holding on to Al-Tha'la military airport. This is also a considerable achievement, considering the fact that fighting has been ongoing. As we can see, Al-Tha'la now still under the control of the Syrian military after days of fighting. It would be considered a moral boost. We head now to the Lebanese side, or the Lebanese border area with Syria, where the Humayid, where Hezbollah and the Syrian army have killed a senior Al-Qaeda or a senior ISIL commander, Abu Balqis al-Baghdadi, commander of ISIL forces in Qalamun, killed by Hezbollah and the Syrian military. At the same time, we do have very important gains made by Hezbollah, as you can see there, and the Syrian army in this border region, just adjacent to the Lebanese border towns of Arsal and Ras Ab Albak. So this operation, this mopping up on the Syrian-Lebanese border areas continues, and the advances by the Syrian army and Hezbollah also do continue. So indeed, we do have some important positive notes for both the Syrian army and for Hezbollah after we had some advances by Takfiri militants elsewhere in the country.